There's been so much to do today already, and I've got several more orders to fill before I can even think about restocking the back potion shelves. No, wait. I should restock the back shelves first. I think that new troop of adventurers is coming through later on this afternoon, before they head out to explore the Wailing Woods. Though, I'm pretty sure someone should warn them against doing that. Maybe I should warn them against doing that. Or I could double the potency of the regeneration potions they're going to need. That should keep them from dying and me feeling guilty for making a sale when I should have been issuing a warning. No, both. I'm going to do both of those things. Starquill, there you are. I thought you were on your porch. Have I been talking to myself this whole time? I don't talk to myself all the time. I'd be talking to you if you'd actually stay put and listen to me for once. I don't babble either. Aren't familiars supposed to be nice to their wizards? Why'd I get stuck with the grumpy old owl? Asking why you got stuck with the chattering do-gooder isn't a proper response, Starquill. It's just rude. Where was I? Oh, right. My to-do list for today. So, the regeneration potions are sorted. At least, I know what I'm going to do with them. And I still need to concoct a poltergeist removal spell for the Meadowbane house. Did I read that order to you, Starquill? They have the most annoying poltergeist in their home at the moment. It isn't malevolent. It hasn't done a single violent thing. But what it lacks in hostility, it more than makes up for in maddening behavior. The most recent habit it's begun is waiting till everyone in the home is just about to fall asleep before yanking their bed covers off and flinging them across the room, forcing the occupants to get up and collect them and trying to get to sleep again. And do you know what it does then? Yes, it yanks them off again. I always thought the violent spirits were the worst ones, but this has me questioning my beliefs. The head of the Meadowbane household looked like he hadn't slept in days when he came to order the spell scroll from me. I'm thinking I may throw in a sleep potion or two for them when I send you with the scroll. Don't give me that look. It won't kill you to fly the order to them. I'd feel bad asking them to come collect it. They're all exhausted. Besides, what else are you doing? Nothing, because I haven't asked you to do anything else. Hello. Welcome to Dispel and That Spell. How may I assist? How can I? I would really like to assist you. that didn't come out right at all, did it? I'm so sorry, miss. I'm normally not this tongue-tied. Be quiet, you old bird. Please, come in. You're already in. Please come up to the counter. I'm at your service. Yes, this is... my familiar said you wouldn't be able to tell by the way I'm acting, but that this is, in fact, my shop. That's what I said to him just a bit earlier. You see, Starquill, I'm not the only one who thinks you ought to be nicer to me. Oh, thank you very much. Yes, I did all this myself. It was easier than traveling around. I used to do that before, but that got very tiring very quickly, so I decided it was better to be in one place where everyone always knows where to find me. On occasion, I'll travel where I'm needed, but this spell and that spell is where I prefer to be these days. And speaking of, what brings you in today? I know I've never seen you before. I definitely would have remembered. There's no need to be shy. Please, I'm here to help, and I'll certainly do whatever I can for you. What is it you need? Love potions? Yes, I can craft a love potion for you. Was that all, silly girl? I'm never here to judge anyone for what they may want or need. And if I'm honest, I'd rather you have come to me and risk a little embarrassment than take your chances with a certain competitor of mine. Who knows what might have happened to you if you'd gone to his shop instead of mine. But I'll admit, I'm surprised you, of all people, need a love potion. Well, if you don't mind me saying so, a woman as beautiful as yourself must surely have no problem attracting suitors, much less keeping them. I've never prepared a love potion for someone a quarter as attractive as you. I can't imagine what you must need this for. I wouldn't mind listening if you wish to tell me of your plight, sweetheart. There's no need to hold back. And the more I know about you and your suitor, the stronger and more potent I can make your potion. So please, share with me. This man you've fallen for, the way you talk about him, he sounds... May I speak freely, miss? Then, it sounds to me that this man you've fallen for doesn't see what's right in front of his eyes. The way you speak about him, the way he doesn't seem to notice things about you, be they large or small, I can't imagine anyone being that blind, even if they were blind. It seems nearly unforgivable for him to be so callous in his regard for you and your feelings, and to need a love potion simply to force his attention to you. It sets my teeth on edge. You're nothing short of enchanting, and all the magic in the world would seem to dull in comparison. Forgive me. I let my tongue get ahead of my mind there. All I meant to say was, I can't imagine anyone having you at their side and not paying you the attention you deserve. You do deserve far better than that, miss. If you are truly so insistent, then... Yes, I will prepare the potion for you. Of course I will. I have time now to prepare it. Would that be all right with you? That way you needn't come back to collect it, and I won't have to ask Starkwell to fly to you. Because the old bird pretends he doesn't have wings when it suits him. I'd trade him in for another familiar if I thought he'd go quietly, but... I genuinely think he'd curse me if I did that. Now, then, all I need from you are a few things, and then we can head back into the workshop, and I'll prepare the potion for you. Love potions are very powerful, and must be crafted with the utmost care, so I need to know what exactly you want this potion to do. I can recall several instances where new wizards have neglected to treat these potions with the respect they deserve, and have wound up causing lovesickness and heartache rather than wedded bliss and happily ever afters, which I certainly don't want happening to you. So, what do you want from your suitor? Where does he leave you lacking the most? I see, so you want him to notice you, to truly see you for who you are. You want him to behave as your soulmate would. To cherish you, adore you, to worship you above all others. If I may, this is a very fitting potion for you. Yes, I would expect nothing less from someone lucky enough to be with you. Is there anything else you'd like me to add? I was already going to ensure the potion reciprocated whatever feelings you have. You deserve nothing less than to be loved as you love. Don't worry, you're in very good hands, miss. Now, allow me to take you back to my workshop, and I'll prepare your potion for you. Please, make yourself comfortable anywhere you'd like, and I'll return in a moment. I simply need to close the shop and collect the necessary ingredients. I won't be long. Don't start, Starkwill. I know what you're going to say, and I don't want to hear it. I do not have feelings for her. We've only just met, and that would just be absurd, wouldn't it? I don't know who I'm trying to convince, but it isn't working on either one of us. I'm well aware this is unprofessional, I was doing my best. I'm not exactly used to gorgeous women sauntering in here and asking me for love potions. Do you have any idea the kind of thoughts that puts in my head? I'm realizing now that I admitted to watching the way she walked. Stop staring at me, Starquill. And at least pretend to do something useful. I need 2 blood-red maple leaves and 1 3-leaf clover from the far shelf. I'm doing the right thing, aren't I? Truthfully, I'd rather make a potion to turn that idiot into a stone. He'd be more useful as a dull rock than a man with a woman so sweet and beautiful after him. But that would be something the warlock would do. It wouldn't feel right. I think it would make her sad. And I couldn't bear the thought of doing that. Of course, being stuck with that thick-headed oaf for all eternity might also make her sad. Thank you, Starquill. But I don't need to meet him to know he's thick or an oaf. Did you hear the way she described him? There's no other explanation for it. I certainly wouldn't need a love potion to fall for her. Don't you say a word. And stop looking at me with those big, judgmental eyes. In fact, I have an errand for you while I'm busy with this order. You weren't here to listen to me earlier, but we're doubling the potency of the regeneration potions later this afternoon, so I need more amethyst dust. Could you bring me a bag's worth of amethyst from the nearby caves? We're going to have a long talk about your attitude and what you just said when you get back. Sorry about that, my dear girl. Starquill was being... Well, he was being himself. You've met him. You've seen what I have to deal with. Oh, it's quite all right. I wouldn't have left you in here if there were things you could hurt yourself with. What were you looking at? One of my spell books. Yes, I've written those myself. I found it worked better for me to transcribe from the old texts and make my own modifications, so the spells I cast are mine, and not simply repetition from the wizards before me. They're more powerful that way. Oh, thank you, miss. I appreciate you saying so. I certainly hope my magic will be of use to you now. No, you may sit anywhere you like. I'll be working right here, at this bench, and with this cauldron here. It wouldn't bother me at all if we talked, miss. In fact, I'd love it if we did. No, Starquill doesn't keep me the best company. I wish I could say he means well, but I'm not so sure he does. He found me, actually. To hear him tell the story, he foretold I was going to be a helpless mess without him, and he took pity on me and decided to stay and help keep me alive. I tell the story a little differently than that, at least so I don't sound like some helpless magical misfit. But I can't be doing too badly. My deeds brought you to my shop, after all. Oh, no. I'm afraid I haven't much experience when it comes to love myself. But don't worry. Any lack of real-world experience I am more than made up for during my studying years. I was admittedly very fond of the spells dealing with one's emotions and well-being, and I made a habit of reading from several of the most popular fairy tomes and legends. That, in the end, was what swayed my focus when I was studying and deciding which schools of magic I wanted my strengths to reside in. The pursuit of the fabled happily ever after. Happiness is so fleeting in our lives. It reminds me of the first rays of the morning sun. It's soft, but warm, and before you realize it's on you, it's already gone. I wanted to do something to help those I encountered hold on to that feeling for a little longer, if I could. What about me? Oh, no one's asked me about my happiness before. Well, I thought I knew what would make me happy. That Just doing my best by those I came across would be enough, but now I'm not so sure. I suppose I've never felt lonely before now. What changed? I've decided to prepare you a test batch alongside your full bottle. As I said, there's always the potential for something to go wrong with love potions, and I wanted to offer you a chance to try this on your suitor, to see if this is truly your happily ever after. I've got the other full-size bottle there, which I'll send with you, of course, but this small batch here, in this vial, will only last for half an hour to an hour's time. Just a little taste of what's to come if you decide that he is the one you want. Once the effects wear off, you can freely give him the other dose. Here. Oh, gods. Oh, I did not mean to drop it. I can't believe I dropped it. Oh, no, you really shouldn't be breathing that in, miss. Please hold your breath. Oh, this isn't good. This is not good. Are you all right? Miss? Please, look at me. Here, let me kneel down. Take hold of your chin. Your eyes look a little glassy, and your skin feels soft. I mean, flushed. I'm so sorry. I know you breathed in the pheromones from the vial. I'm sure you're already beginning to feel it. Your voice, you nearly sound like you're purring, miss. Oh, I'm sorry. What? What did you ask? Am I feeling it too? Well, I... Miss, please. You're not thinking clearly. We're both not. We shouldn't be doing this. Oh, miss, please. Don't make me try and refuse you again. I don't think that I can. Yes. Yes, I want you to. Miss, your mouth, the noises you're making, they're so sweet. I've never heard anyone make such beautiful sounds before. Is that just from kissing me? Then, please, kiss me again. I can feel your teeth in my ear, sweet girl. It's making it so hard to focus on what you're saying. You want me to stand? But if I stand, then I'll miss your mouth on me. I won't. Miss, your hands, your fingers are inside my... You're touching me, miss. Yes, of course I'm already hard for you. The potion? Yes, it's the potion. That must be why I'm already so stiff for you. Sweetheart, please. Your touch is so soft. I can hardly stand it. But it feels so good. Can you feel how I've already begun to leak for you? Your thumb right against the head of my cock is gonna make my knees give out. Please stop teasing me there. Please. You're looking up at me with such greed in your eyes, miss. Like you're hungry for me, for my cock. Oh, wait, miss, you don't need to. Your mouth, it feels so good, miss. Please don't stop. I can feel your tongue, the way it's sliding along the head of my cock. Oh, you look so beautiful and needy right now. You keep swallowing and pressing your tongue against me for more. Do I taste good, sweet girl? Good. Then please take what I'm offering. It's yours. All of me. I'm yours. Just don't stop. Is so hot, darling girl. The way you're taking the tip between your lips. You look so sinful, I can barely stand to watch. May I put my hands in your hair? I promise I won't pull. I simply have to touch you, please. Thank you, miss. You really are soft all over, aren't you? Soft and so sinfully beautiful. I've never had anyone taste me as you have. You're nearly driving me to my knees with how wet your mouth is. Tight your cheeks. Your lips are gripping and pulling at my cock. You're swallowing every drop of cum I'm leaking, and it isn't enough, is it? Oh, but I want so much to be enough for you, miss. Yes, yes, please. Deeper, just like that. You feel so good. You take me so deep. I can feel your throat beginning to work at the head of my cock. Do you feel my fingers in your hair, sweetheart? Not too tight, just enough for you to feel how close I want you, how closely I need you to stay to me. Please don't stop, miss. Am I being good for you, miss? Good. I want to be good for you, to you. Anything you want me to be, I will. I swear it. You're ruining me with your mouth, and I couldn't bear for you to stop. Yes, faster, please. Take me deeper as you go. I can feel you moaning around my cock. To know you're enjoying sucking my cock so much is almost too much. My knees are gonna buckle if you hold yourself down on my cock like that again, miss. I can't bear how tight your throat is around me. I'm already fast approaching my limit. Your eyes are so pretty, so full of tears. Is that from my cock pressing to the back of your throat, sweet girl? So hungry for me. I don't deserve such a sweet mouth wrapped around my cock. But I'm so glad it's you, miss. I only want this from you, to feel only your tongue sliding along my cock, just to taste one more drop of my cum. It's yours, all of it. Please swallow all of it. Yes, yes, just like that. Oh, you feel so good. I can see you squirming against the edge of the chair. Are you wet for me, miss? I'm Sorry to stop you, sweetheart, but I want to taste you as you have me. Please, may I? Oh, no, no, you have done more than enough. Please, miss, allow me. I'll gladly kneel and lift your skirt. You have such beautiful legs, darling girl. Soft and supple. I feel my hands aren't good enough to be touching them, but I can't help it. May I, miss? I'll start here at your calves and trace up to the curve of your leg just behind your knees and then up to your thighs. I never knew any creature could be so soft. I can hardly believe you're real. Your thighs are shaking beneath my mouth, miss. Is this anticipation? The scent of you so close is making my mouth water. Sit forward on the chair a bit more for me, sweetheart. I can't wait anymore. I should have known you would be beautiful absolutely everywhere. You're glistening, absolutely dripping wet, miss. Please, may I taste you? You are sweeter than honey against my tongue. How can you possibly taste this good? This divine, this delicious. Has he ever done this for you, miss? Sank to his knees in worship of you? No? Good. He wouldn't deserve to. You are far too sweet to be given to one who can't appreciate you. Not like I can. Yes, please put your hands in my hair. Guide my mouth, my tongue, where you want me. I want to make you feel good, sweet girl. As good as you made me feel. You deserve to be devoured, to have a man drink from you as though he were dying without a taste of you. Mm-hmm. And now that I have tasted you, I know I'm going to become desperate for you again. Once won't be nearly enough. The feel of you pressing the cradle of your hips against my mouth just to be closer as your fingers pull my hair. Does my tongue feel good against your clit, miss? I can feel your thighs quiver against my shoulders when I draw it into my mouth like this. That's it, sweet girl. Grind against my mouth. I want more of you dripping, sliding down my throat. Please, sweetheart, I'll happily beg for more of you. It tastes so good. Does my tongue feel good pressing against your weeping hole, sweet girl? I want to be a good boy for you. I can't wait to feel you so tight and wet against my cock, squeezing me just like you're squeezing my tongue. Please pull my hair harder, miss. I want to be a good boy for you. Use me in whatever way you want to feel good. Right here? Do you want my tongue here? Happily, miss. Greedily. That's it, sweetheart. You're a vision. I could stare up at you as you writhe against my mouth like this for hours. Those noises you're making for me are making my cock twitch in need of you. No, please. I don't want to stop. Not yet. I haven't had my fill of you. Please, just a little more. Thank you, miss. I'm not above begging just so I could stay on my knees just like this, my face buried between your thighs as you grind so sweetly against my mouth. Oh, yes. Oh, gods, yes. I can feel you dripping down my chin every time I swallow against your clit. I'll never be able to taste anyone else again, sweet girl. You've ruined me. Miss, are you going to come? Yes, I want to come inside you. Please, sweetheart, my cock is aching for you again. No, allow me. I want you in my arms. Sit you right there on the edge of my workbench and keep this beautiful skirt hiked up against your waist so I might slip between your thighs. Are you certain this is what you want, sweetheart? That I am who you want? I know it's the potion driving your hands, your mouth, those sweet noises from your throat, but that isn't all it is, I'm hoping. I want you to want me as badly as I want you, as I wanted you from the moment I laid eyes on you. You could drive a man to ruin without the need of any love potion, miss. You're so tight, miss. I can hardly bear how you're gripping me, squeezing me as I press into you. I knew you would feel good, but I'm almost afraid to thrust. I'm afraid I'll come the moment I move. Please don't rock your hips against me like that. It's too much. No, I'm sorry. Please don't stop. I'll be good for you, miss. I promise I can make you feel good. I want to make you feel good, better than he or any other ever could. Wrap your arms around me, hold on to me, and I'll. I'll press my cock deeper. Ah, that sound you make when I hit this spot, right here. Yes, God, fuck. Oh, yes, you feel so good. It's so beautiful the way you cry out for more of me, sweetheart. I'll wrap my arm around the small of your back, just like this. Help you arch into me. May I kiss you here, miss? Right against the curve of your lovely neck. That's it, sweet girl. I can feel your hands in my hair again as my cock slowly presses in and out of your welcoming body. You're so wet, I fear you're dripping onto my floor. And what a waste, I can't be buried this deep and fit my mouth to you. I already miss the taste of you against my tongue. But I couldn't stop. I couldn't bear to slip my cock free even for a moment to drop my knees in worship of you again. You're shivering, miss, trembling in my arms. Is it my breath against your throat? Or the way my fingers are cinched against your waist? My arm holding you to me as I bury myself in you over and over and over again? I'd let you keep me if you wanted me, miss. You wouldn't need the potion to enslave me. I'm terrified you already have. One another when I've had you, tasted you, felt you, the way you draw me in with such tight heat that I can barely think straight. There's magic in you, and I had no hand in putting it there. Yes, miss. Yes. I won't ask you to stay with me, but I will ask. I won't beg you to come undone in my arms. This once with you, to fill you with everything I have to give, and hope it will be enough to last me a lifetime. please, sweetheart, please, for me. I want you to come. I want you to come first and pull me over that edge with you. That's it, sweet girl. Come for me. Come and feel me fill you as you do. I've got you, sweet girl. I've got you. Wait, please. I'd like to stay buried within you just for a little longer. You look so content, resting against my chest this way. So beautiful. And you have such lovely eyes, which I see are beginning to clear. Are you feeling better? No, I'm glad you feel good now, but I meant, do you think the potion is wearing off? You don't have any need to be embarrassed. You didn't behave in any way I wasn't utterly smitten with. Do I feel better? Well, I have a confession to make. I crafted the love potion, and love potions have a funny little stipulation about them. They don't affect the spellcaster. I can't be affected by my own love potions. Everything I said, everything I did, was me. Magic had nothing to do with it. Unless you count the spell you cast upon me yourself. I'll admit that was a little cheesy, yes, but it's no less truthful. I may be a wizard, but it's you who have me completely bewitched. I hope you aren't upset, and I'm aware even in spite of what we just did, this may be incredibly forward of me, but all of this here with me was real. You didn't need to give me a love potion to make me feel this way for you, to behave this way with you, to want you in every way I could have you. You deserve a lover who wants you for all you are. And I do, very much. All I'm asking for is a chance with you. If I can't make you happy, then I will send you to your suitor with the potion and let you be. But I would like a chance at a happily ever after with you. Really? I promise you, I will show you a truly magical time. The wonderful afterglow with you might be making me a little cheesy, I admit. I really wasn't intending to make another pun. It's just that you make me happy, and I like to see you smile, to hear you laugh. Yes, I promise. If you join me for dinner tonight, I'll let Starkwell bring us the dinner drinks.